Well, this is National Library Week, and we're celebrating this morning with Michelle Anderson, who is the director of the Atlantic Public Library. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
We've talked to you a number of times about different projects and promotions and things that you've had going on there at the library. And I know recently you had a nice fundraiser for the Dolly Parton Imagination Program. And you said that went real well.
That went really well. And we were just amazed. We had to cut off registration early because we maxed out on registrations before the published end date. So, no, it was a great night. We raised about $1,400 for Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, which should easily take care of about 2.5 months the bills, and we're just so grateful for the community support of that event. It was a lot of fun.
I may get them out of order, but it was the pizza pub and puzzle event.
Right.
And it went really well. You had some different teams of all ages, and everybody had a good time.
Right.
And
we had fun. Lots of laughter.
And everybody's got great ideas to do it again in the future.
I think we'll do it again.
Well, that's awesome. It's good to have those kind of fun events.
Right.
That do and also serve the purpose there, too. Well, great. Well, there are a lot of different ways. The Dolly Parton Imagination Library Program that all of the libraries here in the Cass County area help to support. There are lots of different ways that libraries help to support folks of different ages. We want to focus on National Library Week by just focusing on the library these days. It's not what some of us remember growing up. It's a lot more.
Right, and that's the theme for this year, is there's more to the story. So we are more than just books. Now, great, books, if books are your thing, we have that. But maybe books aren't your thing, but you know, we have audio CDs, we have books on CD, we have books on MP3 players. You just take the MP3 player and pop in your own headphones or earbuds and you've got a book ready to go. But even beyond books, a big push that we've had here in Atlantic is to really draw people back to the library. So since COVID, and we all got used to just get your stuff and go home and stay home. And so we've really been trying to draw people back out. Our mission statement talks about how we want to connect the community to each other. So we have a lot of programs that help us do that. And we'd love to see more faces in the library.
Well, there was a time that folks thought that technology advancements would probably just kill the local public libraries. But big and small, libraries have adapted and they've embraced technology.
Absolutely. And that's our role, is to look around to see what's available, what's in the community, what's available technology-wise, and what fits our community and how we can serve them.
How much of what you do, how much of the services that you provide are a response from feedback that you get from folks that that talk to you about what they want out of a library?
Oh, really? A lot of stuff. So I'm just thinking about some of the recurring programs we've had this month. We've got a program called VIP Connections, which is an adult social club, meets every Tuesday morning. That was an outgrowth of seeing a lot of people who live alone who like to come in the library and talk to us. And we like to talk to them, but we'd like them to talk to other people too. So we just have coffee and tea, and sometimes we have community guests who come and talk about their little corner of Atlantic, and sometimes we just enjoy each other's company. So that was kind of, we saw a need and when we found a way to fill that. Another one is this month I've been offering Technology Tutor, where I'm available on Thursday afternoons and I can help show you like how to better use the library catalog, how to use the downloadable options that we have if you're not familiar with those, but also just to answer your questions about technology. You know, how can I tell if this email is a scam? Is it safe to put my credit card into this website? Those kinds of things, whatever those questions are, I've been available to help try and answer those.
Well, and libraries partner up a lot with other resources in the communities, don't they?
We do. We do a lot. Well, just thinking very locally, we did a lot with Healthy Cass County. We got a mental health grant, and so we did some programming and offered resources around mental health. We work with Family Resource Council. We work with Extension Service. We work with County Conservation. Yes, there's a lot of ways that we partner with other people around town.
Yeah, in the same way that you know, you might have a section of books that are comedy and fun, and some that are more serious and historical. you kind of got the same thing with the partnerships and some of the programs that you offer. It runs the gamut.
It really does. And I have to make sure that I also say that we have toddler time, which is a story time for our young friends who are not yet in school. Generally, we say 2 to 3 years old, but we'll take them a little older or a little younger. Siblings are always welcome. But toddler time is every Thursday morning at 10 a.m. And the length that it goes just kind of depends on the attendees that day. I do have to laugh because last week Miss Sue told me that one of her little girls was just tired and just laid down on the floor, and she said, "Well, I think it's time for toddler time to be over."
From the mouths of children. Michelle, tell me something about the library that I probably don't know or would be surprised to learn about. There got to be some things about the library these days that folks just would be surprised to hear.
Oh, goodness.
I stumped the librarian.
And I think, you know, I grabbed some things to have in front of me so I would have things to talk about, and I didn't grab my stats. I think... Okay, so people are still checking out more physical items from the library than they're using our online. But of our online offerings between Libby and Hoopla, by far, people are downloading audiobooks.
Really?
By far. I would say probably 2/3 to 3/4 of what gets used online is audiobooks.
You know, there's a joy in reading. Mm-hmm. And for some folks, that means having the physical book in their hands.
Right.
For some folks, it's the electronic, the tablets, those types of things. But the audiobook's just kind of a little different thing. Is that just a simple function of we're busy and we're trying to use some of that time we might spend in a car or something?
Okay, so here's something you may not know.
Okay.
So it's been proven that people who read regularly have better memory functions. Mm-hmm. And so if you have a loved one or if you're ever diagnosed with something like dementia, they encourage you to start reading stories because that helps exercise that short-term memory. You have to remember what you read yesterday so that today makes sense, right? Mm-hmm. But audiobooks are shown to be just as effective as actually reading the words yourself. So it's just another mode of experiencing a story. It is not cheating. An audiobook is a book. You can still find enjoyment. You can still get completely caught up in the story. You can still be moved to tears or laughter.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. And you're still getting, you're not interrupting it with the difference between like a book and a movie where you're getting a director's perspective of what
right.
is going on.
Right.
It's someone else reading the words, but you're still interpreting them.
Right. Right.
Very good. Some things coming up. Do you have some programs that folks should look forward to here?
Well, I already talked about a couple of our mm-hmm. recurring ones, but we do have in May, so it's a little bit further out, so it'll be next week, we do have a special screening of a documentary that's called Chasing Childhood, and it's about how kids who are overstructured tend to develop depression and anxiety as teenagers and young adults, and looking at ways that we can, again, relax and not overschedule our children so that they have the time to have that free time, build that resiliency, and hopefully have a better mental health as they get into teenagers and young adults.
Okay. So look for lots of different types of programming
right.
through the library.
That's something we've never done. We've never screened a documentary in the 5 years I've been here. So this is something new, and it came across my desk, and I'm like, that sounds good. Let's do that.
Sure. Yeah. Again, you know, when I grew up, libraries were just libraries.
Right.
They were a place with lots of books.
Right? And we still have those.
And other resource materials and things, yeah, which are still there, but there are so many other, and it's not just the other things they provide, it's the resources and the programming
right.
That they're able to give us as well. And libraries still have all the things we remember.
Right. But we have Wi-Fi. We have, you can print from your own device. I know a lot of people will call or will come in and ask very timidly, I've got something on my phone that I need to print. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can do that. Not a problem. So, you know,
pretty easy service, to get along with.
Service has evolved just like technology has.
Yep, we want to be easy for everyone to
That's
utilize.
That's right.
Very good. All right. Well, if you've become unfamiliar with your local public library, this would be a good week to familiarize yourself again and find out the joys and wonders that you can open up by just visiting the local library and asking about all the fun things, not just the books that they have available for us here during Library Week.
Right. And we are going to issue a challenge. We'd like to see everybody check something out during National Library Week. So whether that's actually coming in and picking up a book, we check out games, we have some kits, some educational kits for the children, whatever it may be, we'd like to issue that challenge to come check something out at the library.
Sure. And those the online programs, the Hoopla and Libby programs.
Yep, that would.
You don't have to have a computer. You don't even have to have a tablet. Cell phones will work with that.
Cell
too,
phones
right?
work. I don't like reading ebooks on my cell phone.
That's hard.
I do like to use my tablet for that. But I do audiobooks on my cell phone.
Yeah, there you go. So, it's as user friendly as you can get these
That's
days.
That's right.
Great.
That's
well,
right.
Michelle, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. And hey, have a great National Library Week.
Thank you so much. Hope to see everybody.